Hey, welcome to another show of Kicking It with Bunny. I gotta discover a name for this thing, I really do. Alright, what I want to talk about today is I was watching a video and it was showing the protesting of a Korean nail pedicure shop. And I watched a video of how they attacked the patrons, the grandmother with her grandchildren. And I want to know what y'all think about this. You know, I want to know what y'all think about this protest. I want to know what y'all think about how us as black people, we don't have our own pedicure and nail shops or salons. We started to not even have our own barbershops or beauty salons anymore. I want to just get your opinion about it. What do you think? Do you think we're taking the correct route in protesting these stores? Should we join together and band together and create our own stores again like they used to have back in the 60s and the 70s when there was but black-owned businesses in Harlem and some areas of the Bronx? I want to know what y'all think. I remember at the end of the video, though, I do want to speak about this. At the end of the video, there was a follower of the FOI, and he was quoting what the minister, Louis Farrakhan, was saying. Now, I don't have anything against FOI. I don't have anything against Minister Farrakhan. But I'm not Muslim. And I would never be a part of that organization because I don't see how that organization benefits anybody but itself. I forgot why I brought that up. Oh, the reason I brought that up was because what he was saying was how we should have our own businesses and things like that, and we should follow organizations or follow a certain leadership. But then I'm asking myself, okay, what leadership or what organization should I be following? Should I follow your organization and contribute to your organization that keeps all the money for itself? You know, I don't know. You'll just log in and let me know what you think. Let me know what you think. Let's talk about it. Give me your opinions and let's do this thing. Let's do this thing. Let's discuss this. Because I know how I feel about it. I have never gotten any respect out of any Korean or Chinese or Arabic store. You know, even though I may frequent them, at the time I frequent them and spent money with them. You know, I remember a time I think was like a nickel short for an item I wanted to purchase. And the guy looked at me and laughed, you know, for being a nickel short, even though I was spending my money with him constantly, you know. So ever since that day, I never shopped in that store again. But I'm going to tell you something that's even more fascinating, what I think is fascinating, and that is I went into a 99 cent. You go on the store and you're ready to check out, and the lady is so disrespectful. She's on her cell phone having a great conversation on her cell phone. They paying you no attention, taking your money, and don't even say thank you. So I think what needs to happen is not about race and it's not about nationality. I think it's more about people needing to tell them, you know, like I told her, first of all, you shouldn't be on your damn phone while you're servicing your customers. And I would appreciate a thank you for spending my money in your store. And when you do things like that and you make them aware of it, because a lot of people don't even know what they're doing at the time that they're doing it. And I think when you make people aware, the more people that make them aware of their fault, they'll begin to change that. And then if they don't change it, stop shopping at their stores. You know, there's too many stores in the New York City area that you can go and get the things that you need or the services that you want. And not have to put up and tolerate with nonsense, you know. So hit me up. Let me know what you think. and we'll talk about it.